I'm Graham Pascoe, and as I said, I'd be continuing morning music after the news. And this is another song written by Dick Manning. This time, Dick Manning wrote the English lyrics for a French melody.
It was fascination, I know, and it might have ended right then at the start. Just a passing glance, just a brief romance, and I might have gone on my way empty hearted. It was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touch your hand, and next moment I kiss you. Fascination turned to love. It was fascination, I know, seeing you alone with the moonlight above. Then I touch your hand, and next moment I kiss you. Fascination turned to
Fascination by Nat King Cole, a hit record from 1957. It was a composition of the French songwriter Fermo Marchetti and lyrics by Dick Madden.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm.
True, for I'm just the same.
Sometimes I'm Happy, written in the 1920s by Vincent Humans, and who's the songwriter? The lyric writer was Irving Caesar, yes, Vincent Humans and Irving Caesar. It was a duet sung by Victor Moan and Jane Powell in 1955. Al Duman and Harry Warren were successful American songwriters, wrote lots of songs for movies, particularly in the 1930s. The next two songs you'll hear were written in the mid-30s by Al Duman doing the lyrics and Harry Warren the music.
Until the day that one comes along, I'll swing along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more and more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll spring along with you.
Bowley was accompanied by the orchestra of Ray Noble in that recording of I'll String Along With You, written in 1934 by Al Duban and Harry Warren. And one year later, they wrote this song.
Maybe high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, and I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view.
British Orchestra of Scott Wood with vocalist Jack Plant recorded I Only Have Eyes for You in 1935.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true. Part of me still, for you are my thrill on Blueberry. Bring my horn with me. I'll be with you where berries are blue. Each afternoon we'll go
on Blueberry.
Higher than the moon we'll go
and linger until
your wedding in June we'll go.
My dreams came true.
Papa thought it was the wind and the willow play.
Love,
sweet melody.
Yes,
but all of those vows we made were never to be.
Were never to be.
Though we are part of it, you part of me, baby, still. For you are my thrill. On Blueberry Hill, Bobby did that.
Tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. Best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come, babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway.
Wait till our lips have met.
Wait till you see that sunshine day.
You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine?
The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine.
Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry.
These arms to surround. Shuttle buddy and doodle.
You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground.
Wait till you're locked in my embrace.
Wait till I draw you near.
Wait till you see that sunshine face.
Ain't nothing like it here.
The best is yet to come, Tony, won't it be fine?
Dana, the best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Go! Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms. Around. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground.
Wait till you're locked in my embrace.
Wait till I draw you near.
Wait till you see that sunshine place.
Nothing like it here.
The best is yet to come, babe. Won't it be fine?
The best is yet to come.
Come the day you're mine.
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 The best is yet to come. Written by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, sung by Tony Bennett and Deanna Krall. And before that, Blueberry Hill. Gee, a song with an interesting history. First popular in 1941, again in 1956, and in 1965. Blueberry Hill. I play a recording by Louis Armstrong with the orchestra of Gordon Jenkins. Someone has written that writing songs is one thing, but orchestrating them is another. Yes, well, if you write a song and then you want it performed by an orchestra, whether it's a small orchestra, maybe 10 or 12, or a massive symphony orchestra, it needs to be orchestrated. So every musician needs to know what to play at what time and at which tempo. One of the renowned orchestrators in the golden era of popular music, particularly in the United States, was Robert Russell Bennett, an orchestrator who did the orchestrations, the arranging for motion pictures and Broadway shows. And here's a sample of his work in the overture for Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma.
Thank you.
Richard Rodgers wrote the music for Oklahoma. It was orchestrated by Robert Russell Bennett for the Broadway and the Hollywood productions, and the recording you just heard was the overture for the Hollywood movie of Oklahoma, orchestrated by Robert Russell Bennett. Usually at about this time, a little bit earlier perhaps, I play a singer of renown. Today, it's a singer of renown, with a difference. This is a fellow who was renowned as an entertainer rather than a singer. I'm referring to Jimmy Durante, born in 1893, an American actor, comedian and pianist, and perhaps a singer. His gravelly voice and the butchery of the English language endeared him to the public from 1920s through to the 1970s. Jimmy Durante. Here he is with Bing Crosby.
Bing, sing softer, sing sweet, sing gentle.
Can't I sing loud and yet sentimental?
No, Bing, sing soft. Oh, in the end, you'll rejoice.
La 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 la. What a crime to soften this voice. Will I thrill the ladies wherever I go?
Sure, I promise to make you the next Vaughn Monroe.
Oh, sheer heaven.
Just sing soft,
soft,
sweet,
sweet,
gentle.
So gentle.
It's hopeless. This guy'll never improve.
I try hard, Professor, to be on my toes.
Watch me see my volume is soft, never grows.
Oh, but James, you have the best of me. You've taken advantage. You wear a mute on your nose.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. When I want to sing soft, I start to note my diaphragm.
I'm witches.
Bring it all the way up to the upper scarabish.
Nice country there.
Around the roof of my epilotus. And out through my nose.
Well, no wonder it's soft. After that trip, it's too weak to make it.
But it's soft.
And it's sweet.
And it's gentle.
Oh, I guess, maestro, I'm just a dullard. I can't seem to grasp it.
Well, let's look at your theme song.
All right, but go easy. Remember, you're speaking of the buttons and bows of its day.
It's not the song I'm complaining about.
No?
It's the way you sing it.
What do I do?
It hasn't got the flavor a theme song should have.
Maestro, what, pray, would your solution be?
Well, let me show you how you ought to sing it.
Durante style, huh? Soft, sweet, and gentle?
Precisely.
Let's hear it.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, when skies are blue and stay that way, somebody waits for me.
Where the blue of her eyes meets the gold of her hair, no one else could ever wear a halo so tender.
This boy is ready for a live show.
If I could only be there, we'd never go wrong. I'd boo-boo-boo, ink-a-dink-a-doo, start each day with a song.
Why, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, where the skies are blue and stop that way. See, Bing, what I mean? It's soft, it's sweet.
I'm living.
It's gentle.
It's charming and so debonair. Why, it's in the approach to the song that you sing.
If you don't sing it right, well, it don't mean a thing.
Oh, you've been grand, James, grand. How can I thank you?
Don't mention it, Bing. Just sing soft and sweet.
And gentle, just remember, the whole thing is mental.
Sing soft.
Sing soft.
Sing sweet.
Sing sweet.
Sing gentle.
My singer, well, entertainer of renown, Jimmy Durante, offered Bing Crosby some advice of how to sing his theme song, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day. That was from radio in 1949. Let's move forward to 1964.
Stay away so long.
Today's the anniversary of the birth in 1941 of the American songwriter Lamont Dozier. With the Holland brothers, Eddie and Bryant, they wrote many songs for the Supremes, and that was one of the hits from the Supremes in 1964.
I'm so sweet on my sugar, the sweet sugar baby of mine. Thank you.
Sidney Mitchell and Maceo Pinkard wrote Sugar in the early part of the 20th century. That recording by Harry Price's All Stars was made in Melbourne in 1973, and the vocalist, as well as the trombonist, was Harry Price. My next two selections are recordings made in the early 1960s.
Up in the sky, I've had no lovin' since January, February, June or July. Snow time ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon for me and my God. Outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon for me and my God. For me and my God. Shine on, harvest moon.
Love.
couple of recordings from the early 1960s. The Shirelles sang Will You Love Me Tomorrow? And Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle's orchestra, Shine on Harvest Moon, a song that dates back to 1908, written by Nora Bays and Jack Norworth.
It was winter in Manhattan. Falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice. But a little simple magic that I'd heard about somewhere changed the weather all around just within a trice. I bought you violets for your furs, and it was spring for a while, remember? I bought you violets for your furs, and there was April in that December. The snow drifted down on the flowers, and it melted where it lay. The snow looked like dew on the blossoms as on a summer day. I bought you violets for your furs, and there was blue sky. Then you pinned the violets to your furs and gave a lift to the crowds passing by. You smiled at me so sweetly. Since then, one thought occurred, that we fell in love completely the day that I bought you violets for your fur.
Wasn't that a sensitive rendition of Violets for Your Furs by Frank Sinatra, written by Tom Adair and Matt Dennis in 1941, recorded by Sinatra in the mid-1950s with the orchestra of Nelson Riddle.
Thank you. before, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the Tom. You put me up on a throne, you let fall with a drop, and now I'm out of my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just at the scene of a bee, you turned the tables on me.
One of my favourite songs from the 1930s, You Turned the Tables on Me, written by Sidney Miller, Mitchell and Louis Alter, and the Swingettes sang it with the British band of Jack Hilton.